Hi, this is Dina Kowal. I'd like to share some different pencil blending methods you can use when you color in stamped images. I'll show you how to use some different solvents and also how to blend with a blender pencil and with the pencils themselves. Let's start with some basic theory. First, in your image, you'll need to determine your highlighted and shaded areas. Then choose a color range for each color area. For each color area, you'll want a light, medium, and dark shade. As you color, begin with your lightest color, starting from the shaded areas and working toward the highlights. You can fill in that color area fully with your lightest color, or leave the highlighted area white. Then blend with your preferred solvent. After you've blended, go back in with the same color that you used and clarify the edges of that section. You'll repeat the same steps with additional colors. Next with your medium tones, and then your dark. Just a quick word about blending stumps before we start blending. These are three brands that you'll typically find out there. I prefer the ones that are labeled Creative Mark. They tend to keep their tips really well, and they're soft but firm. The ones made in Taiwan are soft, but the ends tend to go fuzzy. They're also actually really great for larger areas though, so it's maybe nice to have a couple. The ones that are made in China are nice for small, tight spaces, because they are a bit harder, but the ends do tend to nub up a bit, so they might need to be sharpened. Okay, we'll start with blending using odorless mineral spirits. You may have seen the term OMS, that's what that means. You can find them in your art section or in the paint section. You don't have to use a name brand. I'm using a generic brand that I got at Walmart in the paint section. You can see I've laid down my base color, and now I'm blending in from the darkest area into those light highlighted areas. You may choose to fill in that whole area with your lightest color, or you can leave the highlights white. That's up to you and the effect that you want. When you do your blending, you probably won't be blending right up to the line. So after you finish blending, go back in with your same pencil and really clarify those edges. Your second layer of color will just clarify those shadows more, so start in the same place you started with the first layer, but don't draw your color out as far. You'll also notice when you begin to blend with the stump that you don't have to work as hard to get the color moving. You already have a layer of solvent there, so that second layer of color is already broken down just a little bit, and it's going to move with a lot less effort. Also be sure when you're done with your blending to go back in with your same color and clarify those edges. This is an alternative way to use OMS, and the theory is the same. The only difference is, instead of blending between each layer of color, you're going to lay down all your colors first and then blend all the layers together at once. If you use this method, the important thing to remember is when you start your blending, start in your lightest area first and work that area into the paper, and then begin to incorporate your darker areas into the already blended area. If you start blending at your dark area, you're going to muddy up those highlights that you wanted to leave in the first place. And in this case, you'll want to go back in with your darkest color and clarify the edges of your shading. Mineral oil is another alternative solvent for your pencils. Mineral oil and baby oil are the same thing. Mineral oil is not mineral spirit, so don't be confused there. The technique for blending with baby oil or mineral oil is the same as with OMS. You just don't need as much on your stump. It might take you a little bit of practice to figure out how much oil you actually need, but if you get too much, you'll just end up with a smear, and you'll end up with an oily halo around your image. So practice to figure out how much you actually need on your stump. When you start adding layers of color over your blended piece, You may find that you don't need to blend as much, and you probably won't need to add more oil to your stump. You probably have enough in there to keep going, and you may already have enough on the surface to blend what you're adding already. Be careful not to overblend, or you'll lose all the shading that you've added. I'm reapplying oil in this case because I'm actually using a different stump for the green pencil than I used for the yellow. I keep a dedicated stump for each color family that I use. So from one stump, one end may be used for yellow and the other end for orange, another for green, another for light blue, dark blue, green blues. Each stump has its own dedicated family. If you only have a few stumps, you might need to get some sandpaper and sand the ends so that you don't start mixing colors together. You can buy sheets of sandpaper, and always remember just to sand your stump into a point again. The blender marker that you use with your alcohol markers is also an alternative for blending pencils. It's full of a solvent that will blend your pencil pigment. It's a great alternative for coloring if you're bringing coloring with you on a trip or while you're traveling. You might want to keep a blender marker dedicated for your pencil work in case the pigment starts to build up on the tip. If you purchased your pencils in a set, you may have received a colorless blender pencil. That pencil is made with the same wax or oil and binders as your other pencils, but without the pigment added, so it is actually colorless. Working with blender pencils, or blending with pencils, is different than working with a solvent. When you blend with a solvent, you're breaking down the pigments. When you work with pencils and blend with a blender pencil, you're actually filling in the tooth of your paper. The tooth is the spaces in the surface that make the paper rough. When you're working just with your pencils or incorporating a blending pencil, it's best to lay all your color down first with a light hand and then do your blending. The more times you try to blend and then layer over and blend again, the more stubborn your pigment will be because that tooth is getting all filled in. Again, when you blend with pencils, start blending with your lightest area first and then incorporate dark into light so you don't lose the highlights that you've created. When you work just with pencils, I find it really helpful to use very sharp pencils and a really light hand when I color. You're going to start with your lightest color, then add shading with the next color, then go back and blend the edge of the two colors together with the lighter color. I'm just working with two pencils here, but if you have chosen to use a third shade for darker shading, you would go in after your second color with your third color, add your shading, blend with your second color, and then continue going back and forth until you get the blend and shade that you want. After you've blended, just as we did before, go back in with your darker color, clarify your shading, and then blend again. You'll do a lot of alternating back and forth until you get the right color blend. You can layer colors too for a new in-between color. And here's my completely colored image with all the different blending methods we've learned today. I hope that you've learned something that can help you in your coloring. If you do have questions, please feel free to contact me through my blog. Thank you!